This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Y'all, one day I'm going to sing it. Happy Monday, boo. Happy whatever day it is for you that you are tuning in. It is a new week and these weeks are flying, boo. I hope you are having an amazing day and an amazing week. And I hope this episode finds you well. Y'all, the 75-day Slay Challenge, I was not prepared for the amount of you to reach out and say you wanted to learn more about the challenge last week. I posted about it on the Slay Girl Slay Instagram and our TikTok. And if you want the rules, check them out. I've linked them in our socials in the description. And make sure you follow us while you're there if you haven't already. Because some of you also wanted to be included in a group chat and talk about the challenge and share your tips and tricks and recipes, maybe just have a little bit of accountability. We did create a 75-day Slay group chat over on Instagram. I don't think we have that capability for TikTok, but you can join the group chat on Insta if you want. I am not a group chat person, but this is not one of those group chats that's firing off at all hours of the day and in the middle of the night. When you join, the first set of guidelines that you see are asking you to be mindful and to put the discussion on mute so that you aren't disturbed. And it's very low pressure to check in. And we encourage everyone to check in and post and chat whenever they feel the need to check in. I've been doing the challenge a little over a week now. Happy to report my hair is completely sweated out. I am in my bun era for the next foreseeable future, and I have to use the bathroom a lot because of the amount of water I'm drinking, but I feel great, and honey, my skin has never looked better. Thank you if you sent me your tips and your tricks. Y'all have seriously helped your girl out. The Good News Podcast just wrapped its second season, and I've said this before, but I am always blown away by the stories that are shared with us. I really do learn something from every single person I get to sit down with, but one person in particular closed out our season this year. Her name is Marla, and she is the finale episode of season 2. If you haven't heard her story, listen to the full story. I highly recommend going to go listen. I won't share the entire story here, but in short, Marla had a 17-year-old daughter who took her life last year. Her daughter's name is Myla, and when I say Myla is the most beautiful brown-skinned girl with the brightest smile I have ever seen, I am so serious. But when I sat down with Marla and we recorded our interview, I asked her, how do you get up from something like this, right? How do you keep choosing to get out of bed every morning after this? How do you keep going after something like this happens to you? And I kid you not, boo, Marla looked me dead in the eye and said, because I have a purpose. She said, you learn to move forward during the hard times in your life, the times when things don't necessarily make sense, when things get really bad. You learn to move forward with purpose. And whatever that purpose is that you have in mind, that's why you get out of bed. That's why you keep going. That's why you keep shooting for what you're aiming at, because purpose keeps you going. And again, boo, I'm not going to spoil it for you or share with you what that purpose was for her. You really have to hear her tell you the story. I would never do it any justice. And that is not just me trying to get you to listen to the Good News podcast. I really do feel you would be incredibly blessed listening to her share. But it did get me thinking. That was an incredibly extreme scenario and an unfortunate scenario, but we all get in our little moods, right? Where we don't feel like doing something. We don't feel like clocking in. We don't feel like creating the content or whatever. And then we find ourselves slowly checking out of something that we prayed ourselves into. But that's because we aren't moving with purpose in mind, right? We may be moving to get the money, the accolades, the followers, the clients, or whatever. But we really should be moving forward with the purpose that we had in mind when we started, the intention that we set. I think sometimes we're moving in all of these different directions and we have all of these thoughts and ideas, but don't even know why we want to do it. We forget why we started creating the content that we create. We forget why we record what we record, why we wanted to go back to school, to do what we do, to say what we say, work how or where we work. So my question today is, what is your why, sis? Why are you here? Because we get so wrapped up in our everyday tasks and the to-do lists and the things we have to get done, sometimes we lose our mission. Everyday life, social media, your home life can be so noisy sometimes, and it's easy to forget the mission. But sometimes, boo, you have to take a beat and constantly remind yourself why you are here. Why you decided to go to school, why you decided to start that business, why you decided to start your book, why you decided to start your channel. Sometimes, boo, you have to come back to the basics. You have to remember your why. Your why could be your kids, giving them a better life than you had. Your why could be being able to take care of your parents one day and that they want for nothing. Your why could be helping a marginalized group. Your why could be making people feel seen or beautiful or heard or making them believe in themselves again. When the days get a little rough, boo, the days when you feel down and sometimes you just want to lay in bed and do nothing and just cry, remember why you're here. Remember where you started. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple, to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down. and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay. For 10% off your first month. I think we all kind of fall prey to measuring our success and our impact and how well we're doing with a metric, right? We measure our success by the downloads we have, the sales that we get, the clients we have booked. And when it doesn't add up and those numbers aren't great and no one is following and the sales are slow and the clients are few and far in between, we start thinking like, oh, maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe this isn't what God told me to do. This isn't the move I should be making. But I was at a conference years ago and Sarah Jakes Roberts was speaking, and I'll never forget this. And she said, God validated it when he gave it to you. And I really have to remind myself that frequently. When you shut out the noise and stop looking at the metrics and get back to the basics, get back to why you started in the first place, it's easier to continue to move forward and keep going with whatever purpose God gave you. When you remember your why, your what becomes clearer. Some people will probably think, well, I don't know what my purpose is, or maybe they think they don't have a purpose, and boo, everybody has purpose. I just think it's hard to see sometimes. You were created with a purpose in mind before you took your first steps, before you had your first kiss, before you knew how to spell your name. You just didn't know it at the time. But just because you didn't know it or could see it, that doesn't mean it wasn't there. There is only something you can do in this lifetime, boo. There is only something you can give. Like 500,000 people can write a love story, but no one will write that love story like you will write it. You know what I'm saying? There is a lesson that only you can teach, but we can't get it if you don't have it yourself. You find your what when you know your why, boo. You figure out what you want to do because you know why you want to do it. And if you don't know why, start paying attention to the things that make your mind light up. Things you could talk about for hours. Things you feel super passionate about that have nothing to do with you. My purpose came to me years ago in a bathroom stall, crying because my feelings were hurt. But there was no way I would ever allow another girl to feel how I felt that day at work. So out of that passion, out of those hurt feelings, out of that desire to help someone else, came this. What are you passionate about, boo, that virtually has nothing to do with you? That's where you should start looking. I'd even go as far as to say if you're a journal person or you like to make notes to yourself in your phone, on your app, jot down briefly that day everything changed for you. That idea that you had, that moment where you were like, man, I should really try this. I could really help someone with this. Remember that day. So when things feel a little mundane, or you feel like you're just here to be here, or it's not looking how you expected it to look right now, it was validated when he gave it to you. When he gave you the talent, the thoughts, the ideas, the resources, it was validated when he gave it to you. So keep moving forward with your purpose, boo. And if you're like me sometimes and you measure your success by a metric, or right now life feels very noisy and you're not sure what you're doing or if you're even doing a good job, remember why you started, boo. Remember what got you here. because it'll get you to where you're going next. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.